This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Prince Andrew was sued on Monday for having allegedly on three occasions sexually abused a woman who has claimed she was trafficked by sex by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein in a civil complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. Virginia Giuffre accuses Prince Andrew of having abused her in London about two decades ago when she was under 18 years old. The complaint says Andrew also abused her at Epstein's mansion on Manhattan's Upper East Side and on a private island that Epstein owned in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She has said Epstein kept her as a, quote, sex slave with help, telling the BBC that Epstein brought her to London to meet Andrew. Epstein killed himself in a New York jail in 2019, awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. A fund to compensate victims of his sexual abuses has completed the payout process, giving more than $121 million to about 138 people, the fund's administrator said on Monday. The United States says it's up to Afghanistan security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. This is VOA News. The Pentagon announced Monday members of the U.S. military will be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th under a plan endorsed by U.S. President Joe Biden. That deadline could be pushed up if the vaccine receives final approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or if infection rates continue to rise. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he will seek the president's approval to make the vaccines mandatory no later than mid-September or immediately upon FDA approval, whichever comes first. Austin's decision comes a little more than a week after Biden told defense officials to develop a plan to require troops to get shots as part of a broader campaign to increase vaccinations in the federal workforce. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Monday against travel to Israel, France, Thailand, Iceland, and several other countries because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those nations. The CDC has been adding to its highest level 4 COVID-19 level as cases spread around the globe. The United States added Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, along with other places, including Aruba and the French Polynesia. The U.S. State Department also issued its parallel level 4 do not travel advisories for Iceland and France on Monday. In July, the CDC had raised concerns about Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, lifting its travel health notice by 2 levels to level 3. The CDC also hiked alert levels to level 3 for Austria, Croatia, El Salvador, Azerbaijan, Guam, Kenya, and Jamaica. The CDC says unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to those countries. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Greece's parliament in Athens on Monday over the government's handling of wildfires that have destroyed forests and properties across the country. Demonstrators from leftist groups and environmental organizations criticized authorities for a lack of funding towards special staffing of firefighting units, vehicles and resources, as well as policies unfavorable towards the environment. Wildfires have been burning in Greece for a week on the back of a prolonged heat wave. And as a UN report said on Monday, climate change is dangerously close to being out of control. Greece's prime minister apologized on Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires. More than 500 have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.